Welcome to Reflecting God. Midway into the camping season, tempers were getting short as the heat seemed to intensify. The nurse's station was busy with all kinds of heat-related ills. A small child arrived, running with tears streaming down her face. She told me to suffer, and look, where a spider bite me. The child's arm was red and swelling fast. The nurse was angry at the insensitive way the child's fear and pain had been dismissed. She tenderly cared for the child. This child did not want to suffer. Perhaps the counselor was not fully aware of the issue and had too much on her hands. The counselor's reaction to scream at the child only wounded her further. Paul knew that suffering was in store for the Philippian believers. He was in prison, he had been beaten, and his path did not promise release. We need to own it as Paul did. Not all suffering is for Christ. Nevertheless, the Christian life should not be expected to be easy. We have been granted the privilege of suffering for Christ. We need to own it. Suffering is real, and so is the care and nurture of God in its midst. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.